from Radio Sport New Zealand, Kent Johns. G'day, Kent.
How are you, boys? Going well?
Oh, yeah. We're not going well. We haven't won there for 30 years.
That's right. And the All Blacks are going for a world record, of course, on Saturday. They're looking for 18 straight wins. And they're at the Garden of Eden, a venue, like you quite rightly say, boys, you haven't won at for 30 years. Locally here, the TAB is paying out the Wallabies at being 10-1 on, $1.03 for the All Blacks, which is just absolutely preposterous in my opinion. 30 years ago, you had Andrew Slack, David Campese, Simon Poitevin, and Nick Farr-Jones, Michael Liner. They were world-class players. I don't think you've got enough of them this time.
No, we haven't. And look, on the back of the Kiwis' performances, both here in Australia and more recently in South Africa on their soil, just remarkable rugby at the moment and really a very, very consistent, good, hardened, well-spread team.
Yes, exactly. And they've probably gone up a notch from last year. And this, I don't think people, honestly, guys, would have expected this from the All Blacks in the year after a World Cup. They lost McCaw, they lost Carter, they lost a whole host of other quality players like Conrad Smith and Mar Nonu. Yet they're probably playing better rugby than they did last year. I think the gap has increased, and that's because it's happened at both ends. The All Blacks have gone forwards a little bit. The Wallabies have gone backwards. The Springboks certainly have gone backwards. And so now, just a few months removed from a Rugby World Cup in which those two sides were both competitive, the All Blacks have stolen a march, and I just don't think anyone saw that coming.
Well, how are we going to break this cycle? How can the Aussies break this cycle?
I don't know if it'll happen anytime soon. I mean, people keep saying to me, oh, the Wallaby, you've got to enjoy the All Blacks winning at the moment because it's all cyclical. And I'm thinking, well, how long does the cycle go for? The Wallabies haven't beaten New Zealand in New Zealand for 15 years. They haven't had the Bledisloe Cup for 13 years. This is beyond cyclical now, isn't it, boys?
Oh, my word, it's...
Yeah, well...
Three decades.
Yeah, and look, I think in the end, you just have to look at the change at the head of Australian rugby. There's been very little stability. There's been so much change. We've got Checker now holding those reins. But I think overall, Kent, when you have a look at Australian rugby, it's probably been that lack of stability where, you know, New Zealand have been really consistent in that area.
Yeah, and look, it's our game. We've spoken about this before, haven't we? It's our game. You'd expect the All Blacks to go well. I actually do have some fears for Australian rugby, and that's because you're not developing quality players. The depth has been watered down by having too many teams in the Super Rugby competition, not to mention that the ransacking of talent at young levels from the likes of Rugby League, AFL, and probably now the Round Ball Code of Football, which is gaining a big march in Australia. I hate to sound patronising, but I can't see this gap closing anytime soon.
Now, what about Aaron Smith, mate? What was he doing with that young lady in the disabled toilet? He's one of your boys.
Has it taken this long for the news to get all the way across to Perth?
Well, it's the first time I've spoken to you.
Oh, look, he's not playing this weekend. And what he got up to with the toilets, we actually don't know exactly what he got up to. There was a lot of presumption on our part, and it was probably quite accurate. He's not playing this weekend, boys. He's decided to step aside. He may have been suspended anyway, which would mean this would be the second game he's missed since that indiscretion. He came home early from Africa. He won't be playing against the Wallabies. I would bet you anything, though, he is on the plane to the United States, and he will head off to Europe as well. He'll probably play three of the last four games on their end-of-year tour.
Not that we want to get into the grubby side of it. I mean, it was first reported Carl was on vacation, but it was first reported that it was his own partner, but that wasn't the case.
No, it wasn't. It was another person entirely, which is, I think, has been part of the narrative, the fact that he was cheating on his partner at the time, and he did it in a disabled toilet in a Christchurch airport wearing his number one shirt and tie, essentially representing the All Blacks, and someone's dobbed him in. And I know there's that good Aussie saying, you know, dobbers wear nappies. Well, there are people in their 40s in Christchurch still wearing nappies.
Hey, Kent, has it gotten over to your part of the world, the social media pics of David Pocock with his hand chopped open with the bits of wire and the screws that have been placed in his hand? Because he's been named as part of our Australian squad. And look, if he's fit, he's a wonderful player.
Oh, he is. Look, I think the Wallabies have got a handful of world-class players. He would be one of them. He is just superb. Oh, I thought he was the player of the Rugby World Cup last year. And you go better, don't you, when he's playing. Yeah, look, he doesn't seem to be close to 100% fit. But I guess they're thinking, look, this is a game against the All Blacks. We're dying to win one. We need to try and give rugby a shot in the arm here. So let's get Pocock out there, knowing that he'll have a couple of weeks off before they play on their end-of-year tour. And, of course, Pocock won't be playing next season, will he, boys? I think he's having a year off. So this might be an all-or-nothing move from Michael Checker. He may as well pick his best possible team, and without question, Pocock's part of that.
On another contentious note, did a couple of your former past greats find themselves in a bit of spot of bother overseas in some sort of alleged doping scandal?
Oh, yeah, you're talking about Daniel Carter and Joe Rokitoko. Yeah, this was a strange one, boys. This came in on a Friday 2 weeks ago, in the middle of the day in New Zealand, which would have been in the middle of the night in France, that there was allegations that both of these players and one other from Argentina had failed doping controls ahead of the French rugby final a few weeks ago. And there was a lot of misreporting. I think a lot of the stuff was being lost in translation because people were having to convert French into English. Turns out they did not have much of a case to answer. They were allowed to use the substances they used. They'd been given the big clear all from the doctors. Turns out it was a nothing story, but both players did have to front a hearing a few days ago and were cleared of any wrongdoing. They had used corticosteroids, which, as we know, can be on the ban list, but they were actually given permission to use those at the appropriate time, so essentially no case to answer.
Hey, Candice, we'll let you go. 30 years is a long time since we've won at a venue, or any team for that matter. Can you think of another one involving any New Zealand sides or any world sides that have been as long as that?
What, in terms of futility or in terms of success?
In terms of lack of success.
I know that New Zealanders get awfully excited about this every single year. Someone had to remind me the other day, actually, that the Wallabies had not won in New Zealand at any venue for 15 years. I think you are one of the last 24 games in New Zealand. 30 years, I've always known about that one because I was a young kid at the time in 1986. I remember the game. But look, it's getting to the stage now where people are starting to fear that we won't have a contest. I think the All Blacks may win by 25 or 30 points. The point start over here is 24. And let me just tell you, boys, the TAB, for all the criticism it's copped this year about being slightly all-embracing of the All Blacks and maybe not being courteous enough to the opposition, they've been on the money almost every single time. If they say it's going to be a dicking, chances are it will be.
Wow. Ken, thanks very much. Your time's getting very late over your part of the world, so thanks for that. And let's hope we can break this wretched run.
Well, I'll tell you what, if the Wallabies can get up and win this game, give me a call Monday.
We will do. Don't worry about that. Lock it in.
Lock it in, Eddie.
Yeah, good on you. Ken Johns there from Radio Sport New Zealand.